Jen and Tim Show, Cleveland Star 102, today's hits and yesterday's favorites.
So this is the time of year you go to a lot of communion parties, a lot of graduation parties, all that stuff coming up, right? And we were at one yesterday, communion party in the neighborhood. Congratulations to sweet little Colin. He made his first communion yesterday. And of course you get delicious food at the communion parties. So we end up sitting at a table with all the neighbors. You know, there's a group of us that spend a lot of time together. And there became a heated debate over probably the most ridiculous thing in the world. The most ridiculous thing. It was a group divided. Let me ask you something, Tim. One of the most delicious things you can eat at any party, like party type food, is pretzel jello. You had the strawberry pretzel jello?
What's that?
No! You know the strawberry pretzel jello? No, well, the cake
like
is good.
Like a cross-shaped cake or something.
No, you know the strawberry pretzel jello. There's the pretzel crust, and then there's like a layer of whipped cream, and then there's the strawberry jello on top.
That sounds horrible.
It's amazing.
I've never had that in my life. I'm not kidding you.
What?
I wouldn't even want to try that on a Tasty Tuesday. Pretzels and jello?
Oh my, it's the most amazing thing in the world.
Wait, who made it? Am I being mean? Did you make it?
No, you're not. No, Molly made it.
Sorry, Molly.
It was delicious. Everybody, oh my God.
I'm so sorry. Did I just ruin this? I really have never had that.
Yeah, you did. I cannot believe you have never had it.
So wait, it's a pretzel crust?
Yeah, it's like butter and pretzels and it's...
Can somebody please call the TAD this? 216-578-1021.
You have got to be kidding me. You've never had pretzel jello. You have had to be in an event with pretzel jello. I got to Google this and show you.
Okay.
I can't even... It's like a... Oh.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, the whole point was...
Am I supposed to say it sounds good or bad? I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't know.
You're not. Well, it was sitting out with the food and you know, I ate my food and then I got my pretzel jello because that's dessert, right? Well, then the debate becomes, is the pretzel jello a side dish with your meal or is it dessert?
That's clearly a dessert.
I think it's a dessert, right?
Clearly.
But some people there were saying, no. This is a side dish. And my family always put it out as a side dish with the meal. And then there's a dessert afterwards.
It's Star 102. Good morning. Have you had pretzel jello?
Yes, I have.
It's amazing, right?
It's disgusting.
What? No! I cannot believe I am not on an island here. It's so good.
It sounds gross.
Wow.
She had a bad connection. I think she went,
wow. I am shocked.
Okay, this is somebody that made it, apparently. So
okay, all right.
She probably thinks that it's good. Star 102, good morning. Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Who's this?
This is Emily.
Emily, nice to meet you. So you've heard of the pretzel jello?
Yes, it's so good. I've made it before. It's one of those things that sounds really awful together.
It does.
But you have the salty from the pretzel and then the sweet from, there's like a filling in the middle. It's been a while, but I think it's like a cream cheese and like a Cool Whip.
Yes, exactly.
Ask her the question.
When you've had the pretzel jello, do you serve it as a side dish with a meal or is it a dessert?
I've had it both ways. My mother-in-law has served it as a side dish, and then I've had it at like a potluck, you know, like a cookout, and as a dessert.
Right.
So it can be either, I guess.
Well, I ate it as a dessert yesterday, and then I was traumatized because then a whole table of desserts came out. I was like, well, I just ate the pretzel jello like dessert.
Well, when is jello a side dish? Just if you just take it as jello, when is jello a side dish? I think that's a dessert, or am I wrong?
That's what I think, but apparently there are some people of the mind frame that jello can be a side dish. And even Bernadette brought up something weird that somebody in her family made orange jello and shredded carrots into it and put mayo on top of it.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
It was so gross. Right. But apparently jello is a side dish.
Dessert or side dish?
What is wrong with Bernadette? She must have a weird palate.
I don't know. Carrot jello sounds disgusting.
Annie's in Bedford. I just don't like carrots at all. I think as I'm growing older, I think that carrots are my new tomato.
No,
I can actually
really?
Tolerate a tomato. Carrots, no. All right. Annie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning and happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you too.
I grew up on pretzel jello.
It's amazing, right?
It's incredible. Absolutely amazing. You have to have it for a Tasty Tuesday.
Yeah, I feel like I need to make this, and I can't. I am just shocked that you have never had a pretzel jello.
I'm glad that you've never even heard of it.
Annie, I've never, you know, I feel like when I say devil strip, and nobody up here knows what a devil strip is. This is the way I feel right now that I've never even heard of pretzel jello.
It's just insane. So wait, it looks like that.
So dessert or side dish then, Annie? Is it a dessert or is it a side dish? That looks really good.
It's really good.
I would say more dessert only because of the jello.
I'm going to keep it. We're going to just keep a tally of this.
Yeah.
But it's so good.
It's so good.
Dessert or side dish. So we'll say one. The other caller was she said it could go as both. So I'm just going to
yeah, because she grew up with it too.
It could, but because I would say because it's so sweet, it deserves to be a Jell-O. Okay, or it deserves to be a dessert.
Yeah, to me it seems like that's an obvious dessert.
Yeah,
no?
I agree. That's
so
what I thought.
So who said it wasn't?
There were several people that thought. Well, they served it as a side dish at the party yesterday.
Oh, like well, you I can't said, say and then dessert. At the party.
Well, right,
it's their party.
Well, first of all, I don't care because it's delicious regardless.
Like coming off of a first communion.
Yeah, right.
You just went to church probably, right. And then yeah, you can't right, just be like, right. Hey, by the way, you're serving it wrong.
No, I didn't.
Then you got to go to confession.
They didn't
and
serve
thing.
It wrong. I'm just saying, there was like further dessert. It was awesome.
We talk more about food on this show. We have a, before we get to this, we get pretzel Jell-O. Have you had it? Is it a dessert or is it a side dish? 216-578-1021. We'll get to Cheryl and Kathy in a second. I just have to, I took the phone call. The young lady had a question about the star word.
Yeah.
Remember, I was like, hey, hang on a second. I'll get right to you. So I get to her off the air. And she said, I just have a question of the star word. I heard the word, but I didn't know what the number was. So told her what the number was, you know, big deal. And she's like, oh, she's like, well, I just wanted to call and I just had that information. I wanted to talk to Westfeet, but she's not here today.
No, she did not. Westfeet, that's new.
That's great.
Why do I feel like that's going to stick via you?
Yeah. Westfeet. So
Westfeet has the day off.
So wait, you say dessert.
Yeah, pretzel Jell-O to me is a staple of any summertime, like communion party, graduation party, summer picnic, 4th of July, this and that. I can't believe you never had it. I say it's a dessert. Some people say it's a side dish.
Okay. I've never even heard of it.
We immediately need to get you to eat this. Like, I need to call Molly and see if she has a slice left and bring it to you tomorrow.
That'd be great. I would do that. We'd do that. Cheryl's in Lyndhurst. Cheryl, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm kind of embarrassed. I've never even heard of pretzel Jell-O. Apparently, this is a thing.
You should be embarrassed.
I should be. I mean, for numerous reasons, but today it's a pretzel Jell-O. So, you obviously have had it before.
I have had it. Mm-hmm. It is great. It's very refreshing, especially in the summer.
Okay.
And I've also made it. One time I went to make it, and I didn't have pretzels, so I just made it with a graham cracker crust, and it was even better. It was really good.
Oh, I bet that's heavenly.
So, yeah. Dessert or side dish? Dessert or side dish?
Totally dessert.
Okay.
Totally dessert.
One for dessert.
Mm-hmm. I go
potato
dessert.
Potato salad, macaroni salad, coleslaw. Those are side dishes. Mm-hmm. Jell-O is a dessert.
Ooh, all those I love. Mm-hmm. All those I love, by the way. Potato salad.
Don't you just want to, and like some watermelon? Don't you just want to go to a summer picnic right now?
Yeah. Just be outside,
yes.
Shirtless.
Oh. Okay. You just added that in, huh?
What?
The shirtless part.
Yeah. Right. Shirtless at a picnic bench.
That's nice. You go to park shirtless?
Just paint the picture.
Yeah, I am. That's
hashtag
why I'm worried. I'm a little worried about that.
All right. Kathy's in Parma. Kathy, good morning. How are you?
Fine. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Have you had pretzel Jell-O?
Yes. I think it's awesome. I think it's a dessert because it's got Jell-O and whipped cream.
There we go.
And I also had it suggested to me one time to use crushed peanuts instead of pretzels, and that was really, really good, too.
Crushed what?
The peanuts instead of the pretzels.
Gotcha. There you go. That's an option.
That would be delicious as well.
Ah.
That's very good.
What's so funny is it's already perfection as a dessert, and now people are adding like the graham cracker or the peanut, and that sounds amazing too. So
yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
do kids like this?
Oh, yeah.
Do kids like that?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get to another one. Denise in Oberlin. Denise, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Doing great. Talking pretzel Jell-O. Have you had it, and is it a dessert or side dish?
I have had it, and I think it is a dessert,
ooh,
but I think it is also a generational thing. The older people think it is a side dish, and the younger people think it's a dessert.
Oh. I think you nailed it, because a lot of the conversation we were having about it was, oh, well, my grandma did it this way, or my grandma did it that way, and the people that wanted it as a side dish were the my grandma did it this way kind of people.
Yes, and my grandmas both actually had a Jell-O recipe book from probably the 1960s.
Like a variety of Jell-Os?
Yes, they taught them how to make the Jell-O with different things in it and with different ingredients.
That sounds yummy.
Does it matter the flavor Jell-O, by the way, on this pretzel Jell-O?
Yeah, it has to be strawberry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jell-O.
Strawberries in the strawberry Jell-O.
Yeah, there's like chunks of the strawberries in there, okay. And it's with the whipped cream and the pretzel. Oh, it's so good.
Let's get to Rachel in Westlake. Rachel, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Pretzel Jell-O, have you had it, and is it a dessert or side dish?
No, I am completely with you. I've never had it.
Thank you.
I just can't fathom, like, cool Jell-O with cream cheese and pretzel. I don't know. That just sounds ridiculous.
It sounds horrible.
You guys, I'm telling you, it's life-changing. It's so delicious. It's really good.
So how much of it was left at the end of this party?
I don't know. I'm going to tell Molly. Probably not a lot. Everybody was going for the pretzel gel. It was a hot topic of conversation.
Was it? Okay. All right.
I
believe you.
People love it.
And thank you, Rachel. I've never had it. The combination kind of sounds like peanut butter, mayonnaise.
No, it's nowhere even close to that. Okay. The orange jello with carrots sounds like that.
That does.
Yeah,
okay.
That sounds gross.
Oh, pretzel jello.
I'm texting Molly to see if there's any left.
I learned something new today. All right. I really don't think I have any definitive yes, it's the side dish. I haven't had any.
Yeah, it's been more.
Yes. I've had people guess say it was generational. Some people say it could be both. I just kind of left it alone because that's not really voting. If you're just, it could be both. Oh.
Well, we got a tweet from Little Shop of Cookies saying anything called a salad people put out as a side dish. I think people call this a strawberry pretzel salad. I've definitely heard that before.
That's when I don't mean to interrupt you, but when I just simply Google pretzel jello, it comes up strawberry pretzel salad.
Yeah. So I think because it's called a salad, and she says, I don't know if this is a she or he, it's a Little Shop of Cookies. They do the same with ambrosia salad that's made with whipped cream. Oh my gosh, it's like that marshmallow fluffy stuff with the marshmallows. People put not that kind of ambrosia.
Make sure you form a single file line here in Westlake. We've got your strawberry pretzel salad over here. What's communion boy's name? Is it boy?
Communion, Colin. Congratulations to Colin.
Colin?
Made his first communion.
Colin. Make sure we have a table over here for gifts for Colin. Thanks for enjoying his big day.
No. No, they don't play ambrosia.
I think they do.
Nor do they have ambrosia. No.
And you got it creamy fluffy. Is that really called ambrosia salad? Named after?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Lisa's and Medina. Lisa, so you say it's a salad, huh?
I do. I have a recipe book that came from my in-laws, and it is in there as strawberry pretzel salad is the way the recipe is labeled. So I have always had it as salad because... And a side dish because I don't serve salads for dessert. So
yeah,
we have always done it as a side dish in any party I've ever been to. Okay. It's been a side dish.
That's a vote for salad. Salad might win.
And growing up as a kid, anytime any fruits or like ambrosia I heard you talking about, they were always made a side dish. If it was just plain jello with Cool Whip, it was a dessert. So
I just want to make it clear. I don't care if it's a side dish or a dessert. It's delicious, and I'll eat it regardless,
It's,
you know?
It's the bomb.
Right.
I like scrape every last little bit out of the pan at the end when it's done.
We need to bring that back, Lisa. It's the bomb.
It's the bomb.
We need to bring that back.
Yeah.
It's a bomb.
I like that.
Taste it.
And you've never had the ambrosia salad either.
I've heard of that, at least.
Yeah. Not a salad at all.
You're so confusing, Westlake. You know what? That's what we just are. We just grill burgers and hot dogs in Menor. It's ambrosia salad and
strawberry pretzel salad.
That's
salad.
A dessert, but it's a side dish.
It was just the pretzel jello.
All this hybrid food that you haven't. We're straightforward. We're carnivores
salad eaters. There was communion meat. There was not. It was
say communion meat.
There was
that is not that is not
there
right.
is pretzel jello pretzel jello salad everywhere. This is not a Westlake thing.
I think it's a Westlake
thing. It's not.
Very.
No.
We started talking about this, and now all of a sudden it transformed to a salad. It's very hybrid. Molly, apparently, very fancy. Colin.
She's
all
very
sorts
fancy.
Of drama. Colin's starting in the hood.
No, it's not Colin's
it's
fault.
It's Colin's fault.
No, it's not. He's seriously like the sweetest
little
boy.
He needs to go to confession.
No, I'll stop.
I think he does now.